to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and joining me as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing okay. How are the all listeners are doing well out there?
Yeah, first finals have been run and won, so pretty good finals. Starting off, Steve.
No.
Bit of movie magic there, people.
How about that local sports team?
Yeah. Yeah.
But today we're talking Essendon players and the other band players returning and what sort of value we're going to get from them and what sort of effect it's going to have on some other players. But before we get going, we'll talk a bit of social media where you can follow us on Twitter at The Draft Doctors or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. But I think the number one guy that I'm really keen on is Dyson Heppel.
Has to be Dyson Heppel.
Yep.
Doesn't it?
Probably going to be the captain.
I don't know. Who cares? Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Nah, leave Goddard there so he can have a good farewell to his own movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, the movie.
That's going to be like a six-hour epic.
I just want, you know, can we have Goddard versus Predator?
Ooh.
Just tell him the Predator he was out of position or something. Yeah. And giving him a big spray, pointing the finger. You see three dots appear on Brendan Goddard. And we'll all be happy with that.
Yep.
But Heppel, Jono, tell us about Heppel.
Had a pretty good year, 2015. We had him pretty high this year, now definitely in our top 20 of midfield rankings, but certainly one I'd be looking to get. Probably maybe second or third midfielder this year.
Well, I'll give you the numbers, Joe. Yeah. 2014, so not last year, the year before. 107 Dream Team average and 106 Supercoach.
Yep.
Last year, a little bit down, only fractionally. 101 Dream Team and 104 Supercoach. Now, in Dream Team forms, that 107 was around Pendles and Sloan. Where they would have been this year.
Yep.
But the 101 last year, look at these players he's around. It's Ed Curnow, Ollie Wines, and Jack Viney.
Yeah, I'm still taking Heppel all day over them.
And in Supercoach, compared to you know the guys who's averaged around 104 this year, you're looking at the guys like Luke Shuey, Sam and Tom Mitchell, and Jack Stephen.
Okay.
So, I mean, and Heppel never, like, hardly ever misses a game. No. Really, very consistent player, but
still young, a lot of upside.
The things we know is the interchange rule has changed.
Yep.
So we've seen less players averaging a ton this year. So the first question I'll put to you is, what do you think happens to these guys' game time, especially the midfielders?
Especially since they've had a year out of the game.
That's the thing.
The tempo has changed. Does it mean more game time, less game time? Especially with these players, it's going to be so hard to predict.
I mean, I just remember that, like, especially like the first couple games, guys just blow up.
Yeah.
Like I've got to think that
75% max, maybe?
Well, I mean, I'll put it this way. If, like, in super, like, he's a better Supercoach player, I would think, or I feel, than a Dream Team player. Put him up against, you know, these guys. Who would you draft? Would you draft Luke Shuey or Dyson Heppel?
Dyson Heppel.
Sam Mitchell.
Sam Mitchell?
Tom Mitchell.
Heppel.
Let's assume he's not moving at Heppel. The moment. And Jack Stephen.
Heppel.
Heppel over Jack Stephen.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's just me.
I'd have to draft Jack Stephen. I know his finish was bad, but
yeah. But that's the one thing that's going to be worrying me. It's going to be similar to with the GWS players next year. I just can't trust them. Are they going to come out and just fire up just because, you know, going to stick it up the AFL and say we're here, we're going to win a flag, yada yada yada, or are they just going to take time to gel yet again? Just a lot of questions to be asked.
I reckon Heppel might be a great trade target. Like, if he's struggling after the first month, I expect him to get better as the season goes on.
Yeah.
Like, if he's struggling after 4 weeks, like after a buy round,
even a buy round, I think a buy round target.
I think earlier, because I think by the buy rounds, they'll have picked up.
Yeah.
And, like, you might have someone, like, Luke Shuey's a perfect guy because he's comparable in what he averages.
Mm.
If Luke Shuey comes out fire and Dyson Heppel's slow, you could do that deal.
Quite
easily. By the end of the year, you know, Heppel's a bit more consistent, whereas Shuey can go bang like Heppel can't.
Yeah.
Heppel,
not as big
but he has
consistently, but Heppel can.
But I think Shuey has a lower floor, higher ceiling.
Yeah.
So that's... it'll be interesting. What about your dream team formats? Who would you draft, Rory Sloane or Dyson Heppel?
Rory Sloane.
Ollie Wines.
Heppel.
Jack Viney.
Heppel.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So obviously you're pretty,
I'm
high,
pretty high on Heppel.
You're pretty high on Heppel. So that's okay. That'll be really interesting in the drafts to see how that one shakes out.
Yeah.
Because I think he's someone will rank, or people will rank, wildly different.
Oh, I can totally see that happening as well. Like, just like we spoke about a couple of players this year where we were just miles apart on, and
yeah,
it'd be very interesting to see where he does fall. But like I said, I've got him as a top 20 midfielder.
Yeah.
Well, even that 11 to 20 bracket.
Yeah.
For me at the moment.
That's high.
Mm. But
would you... Okay, what about Luke Parker, Dyson Heppel?
Parker.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, but I think Parker's probably around 10 to 15 for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
So you're talking back end of the teens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Patrick Cripps, Dyson Heppel in Supercoach.
In Supercoach.
Yeah.
Patty Cripps.
Yeah.
Just because that ceiling is, what did we see him go, 172s and
yeah,
before. But Heppel, I think the biggest he's gone is like a 150 that I've seen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do like Heppel. They're going to get that outside ball again. If Louis just tapping it down to him, it's going to be fine.
Oh, you don't think it's going to be Tom Bell Chambers?
No, I do not.
We'll get to Tom Bell Chambers later.
No, we won't.
We'll bring the fire.
The next bloke we want to talk about, just quickly, Joe Watson, do you think he signs up?
Yes.
Yes.
But I really, he's a guy I wouldn't want to pick. He's in my Luke Hodge camp. I really wouldn't feel comfortable having him.
Not even as a bench or an M7?
Oh, yeah. Look, if he's there as an M6, M7, I'll roll the dice. Yes. Does it cost me nothing? Yes. I don't care. Yeah.
That's where I'd be looking at him too. M5 plus.
We know, was it not last year, the year before? Over 100 in both forms.
Mm.
Last year, 89 and 92. But he just doesn't play. He always gets injured.
Yeah. He's 30, likes making coffee in New York.
I like a coffee in New York.
I couldn't find a good place. It was just Starbucks. Wasn't happy. Mind you, it was 45 degrees, so...
Not coffee weather.
Good iced coffee weather, but... Not... Michael Hurley. Very, very tempting. We were very high on him this year. In the defence, we definitely top 10.
Yeah, I think he was around that 10 range, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's on that cusp. Say, we'll say 7 to 13.
There you go. That's a good range.
Going to be the number one defender there with no Carlisle. So I suppose they got D and
Hooker.
Hooker. And now the other fellow who signed up today, Hartley.
Yeah. A lot of H's.
Well, we've got to keep that Triple H in the back line going.
Yeah.
No, Hurley, what were his numbers, Steve?
He played in 2015, 19 games, 83 Dream Team, 94 Supercoach. Was his best season?
Yep.
From a fantasy perspective. So in Dream Team, he was around Defender 20. Like, that's where he would have finished this year if he had a play with those numbers. So you're talking in the range, and you can say, would you take Hurley or these guys? Zach Williams?
Ooh.
This is Dream Team format, by the way, as well.
Hurley because...
In Dream Team?
Yep.
Yep, okay. Jeremy Howe?
Ooh. Hurley. I just don't trust Howe. As good of a year,
you trust Hurley?
Yeah.
With that hair? And Jasper Pittard?
I'll take Hurley on all three.
Okay. Okay, and in Supercoach, he would have finished around the Defender 12 range.
Not bad.
So that's pretty high. So that's around Sean Burgoyne.
No. Not touching Burgoyne, so be Hurley.
So you take Hurley. And Jason Johannesson.
I'm taking JJ.
Yeah, okay. Well, Burgoyne older. Yeah, I can understand that.
And I just like the way Worsfold coaches. I don't know. I think he's just going to get them firing no matter what this year.
Hurley's a guy I will like because we see the key position players are playing more game time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He probably won't go. He won't definitely won't go forward, but he'll be that key defence this year.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was last year. That's what I like now. They don't need to switch him up.
No, that's right.
Yeah, I'd want him as my third, I reckon. I don't want him as my second.
No, third would be good. Yeah, that's a good spot for him.
But you might have to, you know, if... You know, I'd in Dream Team, I'd certainly rather those three guys.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Howe's...
Maybe not Howe. but Pittard, yes. Zach Williams, yes.
I do like Zach Williams, but again, it's just that 1 year. I want to see a bit more.
But I mean, that was Hurley's 1 year as well. That's the best he's had.
Last year.
Well, 2015, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we never got to see this year, so we don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, but coming back, is he going to be...
Well, again.
Yeah, again.
Okay. So,
well, Hurley might be a value, is what we're... what we possibly...
Could be, yeah. A nice little slider to that third defender, which would... Oh, be all over that.
Yeah. Well, who do you want to talk about next, Jonah?
The dude who's probably off to Melbourne. We've got Hibbard. Michael Hibbard.
Oh, let me just turn the page. All right. Yeah, I do have his numbers. Last year, 21 games, averaged 80 Dream Team and 82. The previous two seasons, everything was over 90.
Really?
So really fell off last year, as we remember.
Role change or?
Well, he just didn't find the ball.
Okay.
So if he put out these 80 and 82s this season in Dream Team, he would have been around the Defender 20 range.
Yep.
So we'll put him in the draft. You got Hibbard or Cam Guthrie?
Guthrie.
You've got Hibbard or Ricky Henderson? Well, that's probably not fair because he only played a few games, but
Hibbard.
Hibbard or Elliot Yeo?
No Yeo, Hibbard.
Hibbard, okay. But in Supercoach, he would have finished around Defender 35.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously the key defenders in Supercoach have a lot more, but that's a big change.
Yeah.
So you're comparing him against guys, in mind, average was 82 against Shannon Hearn.
Probably Hearn.
Shane Savage.
Hibbard.
And Tom Langdon.
Fit Tom Langdon, I would take.
Fit Tom Langdon, yeah.
I'd take a fit Tom Langdon over a Hibbard. But going to Melbourne...
This is the thing. He's in a... They've had the...
Resurgence.
The rule change. You've had Melbourne. I reckon he's got a little bit of competition. I mean, if they're going to sign him, they're going to play him.
Mm.
But there's some good halfbacks at Melbourne.
Oh, that's right. You've got, what? The McDonalds in that back line.
You got Hunt.
Hunt. I could probably even see him going to wing, sort of like Jeremy Howe did at Collingwood.
My question is, does he play more defensive...
Lockdown type or...
Yeah.
No, I was thinking more of a wing.
So you think he's moving up as opposed to...
Yeah.
Back.
I could see him going to the wing with his mate, Jake Melksham.
Ugh. He won't even play. You know, I guarantee. No.
I suppose with the emergence of some of their kids this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But no, I could see him being like that Jeremy Howe on the wing, just racking up those cheapies and good marks and just...
He's a guy I'll probably avoid.
Yeah? Nah. I'll certainly keep my eye on him.
He'd have to go to like a... Yeah, later in the draft for me.
I don't see that he will, though.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? We stat everyone out, that's going to be interesting.
No, it'll be interesting how they do stat them out. If they just use 2015 stats, and do you think they'll do that?
I don't know. There has to be a discount for me for salary cappers.
Oh, big time, yeah.
That's why I can't draft him in these positions that we're talking about. I mean... The thing with Hibbard is he got upside on what he produced in 2015.
Yep.
So if there's a discount, he's probably a good buy. Absolutely. In salary caps.
We're going to talk him through the roof and under-deliver.
Well, it's on the cards.
Certainly is.
Hey, he's got to push out Christian Salem first.
Well, he had a good last game, Christian Sale.
There you go. You're only as good as your last game.
Exactly right. Who else we got there, Steve? We've got Hooker.
Cale Hooker. Hooker. I've got his numbers. I did stat him out. 2015. 22 games, Jono. At an average of 81 Dream Team and 90 Supercoach. This is the first time. It was the first time he'd ever averaged over 80 in either form.
Yeah, if he was a forward, I'd be interested in him.
Well, what if he gets dual position? Then he is.
Then he is. Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. If he does get that forward status, because he did go forward and kick a few goals in 2015, which certainly helped that average.
So in Supercoach, if we were taking the 90 average, he would have been around defender 20,
yep.
Which is with your Tom McDonald.
He started off slow, Tom McDonald, but had a really good finish of the year.
So you take Tom McDonald?
Yeah.
Yep. And Basher Hooley.
Still going Hooley.
Yep. Yeah, I can't.
Is that Supercoach or Dream Team?
That's Supercoach.
Oh, no, Hooley. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I can't get on Hooker at that range.
Yeah.
But in Dream Team, he would have been around Defender 25, so a bit better in Dream Team than Michael Hibberd, despite it only being a point. And in that range, you're talking... Josh Gibson.
Flip a coin.
Grant Birchall.
Birch.
And Cam Guthrie.
Guth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's going to be hard to... It needs that DPP for me.
I don't... he's a guy I can't buy into because he's only had the one...
1 year.
1 year.
So if I can get him as a four or fifth...
Well, I think you will.
Yeah. I'm happy to roll that, depending on what the rest of my team looks like.
Okay.
But again, if there is that forward scarcity, might have to bite the bullet.
Well, I just think there's guys you can play who are going to get, you know, especially in Dream Team, 80 for you on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah. No, I can certainly see Guthrie doing that this year.
Mm.
Anyone we haven't really spoken about? Stance. Our boy Stance.
Stance! Come on down, Stance. Career year. 22 games, averaged 107 Dream Team.
Woo-hoo!
100 Super Coach. That would have had him on pace this year to finish as the midfielder around midfielder 12.
Wow.
And in Super Coach around midfielder 40. Obviously not as valuable in Super Coach, but this is a guy who never misses games.
Can run all day.
Runs all day. Really averages over 90 basically every year.
Yep.
No one wants him in their team because it's goddamn Stance. So let's match him up against the midfielders in these ranges.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
Well, you're not going to want him in Dream Team. Well, maybe you will. I don't know.
107 Dream Team, that's pretty good.
Well, he's in the range with Scott Pendlebury.
Pendles.
Rory Sloan.
Sloan.
Dustin Martin.
Oh, Dusty.
Yeah, there you go. You can't choose him at that range.
Nah.
Because he's a high-end midfield too.
Yeah, exactly right.
But I can't draft him there because he's just as likely to average 93.
Yeah, exactly right. And he's older. What is he, 31, 32
Stance
now?
Stance doesn't seem like he's going to be affected by age because he's just a running machine.
Yeah. And towards the end of 2015, he was doing the kickouts and playing a bit more loose man in defence as well. But, new coach now under Woosha. Who knows how they're going to use him.
Look at...
Can he get him to mid too?
But those are the numbers.
Those are the numbers.
Those are the numbers. I remember we had him pretty highly ranked anyway. Like
certainly in our top 50 of midfielders.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Supercoach around the midfield 40 range.
Okay.
Trent Cotchin.
Stance.
Over Cotchin, wow.
Yeah.
Jordan Lewis.
I hate Jordan Lewis.
That's true.
Stance.
Maybe he was a bad guy to bring up. Dylan Scheel.
Scheel because of the upside.
Yeah.
But again,
GWS midfielder.
Yeah,
I can't take Stanton.
Can't take
not at that range.
Mid four.
I'd take him as a bench player.
Four. I'd look at him at six onwards.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah,
he's a guy who scares me because of the emergence of Zach Merritt.
Yeah, yeah.
Really terrifies me.
That's where I think they're going to throw him in that back line and just doing all the kicking and. Not much running.
Yeah.
But I like Stance.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
Underrated.
I got Patrick Ryder, Jono.
Bye-bye, Lobe.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we get to the affected players, Matty Lobe comes up.
Do you think he keeps that ruck forward status?
Yes.
He'd have to. Yes. They'd all have to keep, if they had DPP, they'd all have to keep him.
If he doesn't keep ruck status, oh, sorry, if he doesn't keep forward status, he's worthless.
Yeah.
Look at these. I'll give you the numbers. Okay, so 18, he played 18 games in 2015, averaged 76 Dream Team, 85 Supercoach. Now, if you, in Super, we'll give you the Supercoach, amongst the rucks, that was only good for around ruck 10.
Ooh.
So you're in amongst, okay, who do you want to draft in Supercoach rucks? Sam Jacobs or Paddy Ryder?
Jacobs.
Tom Hickey or Paddy Ryder?
I'd roll the dice on Hickey. If he's going to be the number one.
Okay, Dream Team scoring amongst the rucks. He would have finished as ruck 14.
Ooh.
Okay. Or on average.
I think I know where this is heading.
So who would you draft? Paddy Ryder or Tom Campbell?
Ryder.
This is the range. And Tommy Nipples or Paddy Ryder?
Bucket of spew.
Matty Lornberger or Paddy Ryder?
Paddy Ryder.
Basically, this is a guy you don't want to roll out there. But to, see, this is where he has the value as a forward.
Yeah.
Compare him to the in Supercoach amongst the forwards, he would have finished as around the forward 30.
Yep.
Compare you're in the range with Stevie J.
Ryder.
Justin Westhoff.
The Hoff. But then could be affected with the return of Ryder, so that's a. That's a hard, that's a blind ball decision, that one.
And Mitch Robinson.
Robbo, because he's got a high ceiling.
What if he's tagging?
He'll lay a lot of tackles.
That's not good.
That is not good.
But Dream Team, he would have, in, as a forward, he would have finished outside the top 50.
Really?
Yeah. So, and he's in the range with guys like Chris Mayne.
No.
Lin Jong. Jordan DeGoey.
Ugh.
So, in Dream Team, you could argue he's undraftable.
Absolutely.
Or bench player.
Yeah, that's right. Rotating. But
maybe if you're playing in a two ruck league,
you might consider it.
He's a late ruck, second ruck.
Yeah. But not looking great there.
He needs that forward status as
But really he also starred when he was the sole ruckman.
Look, he's had better averages than what he did at Port Adelaide. Yeah. There's no denying that, but again, he's a guy who misses games.
That's true. Soft tissue injuries.
He's a guy I'd find, looking at the numbers and the range, I'd find it really hard to wind up with him on my team. I think
it would either be bench or fifth forward for me.
So, not I don't have a great deal of interest in Paddy Ryder.
No,
You'd
have to really burn the track up over
get ready pre-season. For that. Get ready for that happening. And I had one more, Jono. Dave Myers, the perennial breakout candidate.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Well, he only played the two games last year.
Breaking out big time.
Well, he broke. That was the problem. But 2014, played 17 games, averaged 81 Dream Team, 85 Supercoach. So that in Supercoach, that'll put him around Defender 30 with Cam Guthrie.
Yep.
Dream Team around Defender 25, Gibson, Birchall. Guthrie.
I'm not touching Myers.
Does he get a game?
Probably not. Like, you look at the way Brown, D.
Well, I'm looking at Tipper.
Tip and Woody. All these guys stood up.
Goddard will have to go back, surely.
Yeah, I think he goes back unless Watson.
Unless Watson doesn't play.
Unless Watson doesn't play. But I can't see it. Tip and Woody was fantastic. And those top up players. Well, James Kelly, if he goes around again.
Ugh. I don't know. I find it really. He just, this perennial tease.
Yeah.
Is
the tape pairs. Tape
Myers. Oh, God. I didn't even put tape pairs on my list of guys to worry about.
Yeah, I had him, but just down the bottom there.
Well, these were the other guys. Is Collier, Hocking, Pairs, Howlett, Belcher.
Yeah. See, Collier.
These guys are unusable, basically, except for like bye week. Pain.
Yeah, so Collier, he's got that speed and that
was but he doesn't have any scoring ability. He doesn't have any volume.
Nah. Bell Chambers, I wouldn't be touching. Hocking's probably too old. Will he get a game? I know he signed on, but will he get a game? Yeah, Pears, nah. Myers, nah. Howlett, nah.
All right.
But what about the blokes? Jake Carlisle?
No.
No, just, you think he's going to be that key?
But he's never scored well. He's not startable every week.
No. Matchup dependent.
Maybe if they were playing like a horrific ball-using team,
yep.
I might roll him out, but no.
Cramery?
I dug through the numbers, and he's just unusable.
Mm.
That's the problem, is you feel like, yeah, I can roll him out in a good matchup, but we see it time after time, even when a guy kicks 3 goals, he scores 70.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's Cramery.
Mm.
No interest.
No interest? I had a fleeting interest. I thought, oh, if they get Tom Boyd and cloaking that as a two target, then he can play that crumbing mid-sized forward, go up the ground a bit as well, get some more possession.
Do they play him over Dixon?
I think they'd... Well, I think they'd put Dixon in. I think Stringer.
They're similar players.
Stringer.
I don't know.
Unless they use him as a big-bodied midfielder.
But they don't need him in there anymore.
No, they don't.
I don't see him getting a game. I can't draft him, and I really can't see a way.
They'll certainly play him.
They'll play him, but that's the thing, is I don't see the path.
Yeah.
Like, I'd prefer Dixon, and I'd probably prefer Stringer.
Hmm. I don't know what the Doggies are going to do with that. That's how they're going to line up.
It's an interesting one, but I don't see myself ever wanting to use him in a situation.
Oh, no, you couldn't. Melksham, we spoke about. That's a no. Gus Monfries. Well, with the emergence of Young.
They'd want to be playing someone really good. Oh, really bad. I mean, sorry.
I couldn't use him, but... Again, with the emergence of Young, that small forward type.
And Wingard.
And Wingard.
And Sam Gray. And Archie. Best days are past him.
Yeah. I know they signed him, but no. I can't see him getting in.
No, he's on the undraft, on the don't draft list for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no upside.
No, he's over that age where he's not going to improve.
No.
So, best of luck to him.
But what about the effect on some of these guys, Jono? We mentioned we got some midfielders coming back for the Bombers. Yep. How do you think that affects Zach Merritt? Because he had a monster of a year.
He did have a monster of a year. Again, if Watson comes back, it might affect him a little bit. We will go spend more time forward. But again, if Danaher can continue that form, crumbing goals, not too bad. But I can see the possession... count going down slightly.
His volume has to go down.
Yeah, that volume will go down by not playing as much midfield time. Simple as that.
Well, I think even if he plays midfield time, he's not just going to get the volume because there'll be other options to get possession. Like, there'll be Heppel. He won't get the massive amount. He has to come back a few.
Well, absolutely. I can see him going back to maybe a 24, 25.
Yeah, and that's not saying he's playing worse football.
No.
It's just... That's how it goes.
There's more talent around him now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Goddard, can see him going down back using his good foot skills like he did it for St Kilda.
But does that hurt his scoring for fantasy? Because I don't think it does.
No, I think it actually helps it.
Yeah.
If he plays like he did when he was at St Kilda, he was one of the best defenders.
I think those days are long gone. The 130 Supercoach average is gone, buddy.
Yeah.
But I think he's just a really solid... 100 player.
Yeah. If I can get him 95 to 100, that's fine for me.
Yeah, and I think that's what he'll do.
Yeah.
How about David Zaharakis?
No interest. I'll have fleeting interest. I can see that just going.
What about if Watson doesn't play?
Then if he can average...
He won't get tagged.
He will not get tagged. But does he get that volume?
Well, I think it's somewhere in the middle where he's going to be usable. He'll be on someone's bench. I know that much.
He's on my bench. Hey, I'm all for that.
But I think that's where it'll be.
And then you can just use him matchup dependent.
Matchups, buy cover.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he may play well. He might get good form. Oh, or he might go back to a half-forward role and lose volume.
Yeah. Yeah, but that'd be fine with me. If you can get that 100 average, that's fine. But I don't see 38 possessions and 2 goals... happening each week.
It's probably not going to happen.
If you can get me 27 or 2 goals, I'd be happy.
Yeah, I reckon low 20s and a goal would be a good average for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of tackles and marks.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. What about Matt Lobe?
Yeah, he is undraftable. Actually, I don't think he's even playing a game under Ken Hinckley next year. I just see him going Paddy Ryder, Trengove, that's it. And maybe Westhoff occasionally to chop out. Just no love for Lobie.
No. I concur, Jono.
No love for Lobie. Don't even, I'm not even going to put him on my draft board. And either should you. Just
unless you're in two rocks, maybe.
No.
Wow.
No.
Hot fire.
No. There's... I'll take Jared Witts over Lobie.
Where's Jared Witts going to end up?
Probably the Bulldogs. Gold Coast.
Gold Coast.
We'll talk of that. All of the Bulldogs. This was last year, so we'll soon find out in a couple of weeks, won't we?
That's true.
But I think that's about it for this week, Steve.
I'm happy with that.
Yep. So that's our Essendon players for this week. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And coming up in the next couple of weeks, we've got we got our early hype train players who are just expected to jump out and average 115 a la... Oh, wait. No, sorry, Mark Robinson.
Well, the guys we're gonna you know, maybe we have a good feeling about them. Yeah. Maybe we're on board them.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Just because we like them.
There you go.
We're going to have our long-term injury show where we've got returning players, your Gary Ablett, your Nate Fife's types, and where we're going to look to draft them.
Your Matt Schoenberg types.
Well, he was running in a straight line, but... I think you can pick him out of the pool pretty comfortably.
God damn it, he's like my D1, I tell you.
I'd love to see you get him D1.
Could happen.
Could happen. And in the next few...
I could be totally drunk out of my brain at that point in the draft.
In the next few weeks, we're actually going to have a mate pop in and have a bit of a quiz show, just mix things up and...
Bit of fun.
Bit of test your footy brain knowledge and see how you go.
Your footy brain knowledge.
That's about where my level of capacity is at the moment. I'm knackered. But thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next week.